It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Scott Tickey. He's with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Scott, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
We're going to talk about water safety. Everybody loves the water this time of year, and those of us that really like to recreate on the water. But water safety is something that we kind of need to be, just like shoveling snow every year or driving on ice, right? In the summer, we need a few water safety tips, right, Scott?
Oh, for sure. You know, summer's such a short season here, but we try to make the most of it. And as soon as it gets nice out, like it has the last couple of weeks, the usage at the lakes and the beach areas and things like that really picks up.
Well, let's talk about some basic safety tips when it comes to boating.
Yeah, just a couple quick facts. Safety tips as far as boating, you know, always, the state law is 10 and under, you need to wear a life jacket at all times while on the water in a boat. You have to have one in the boat, of course, for all occupants in the boat. We recommend that everyone wear it while you're in the boat. I mean, it's kind of like saying, I'm just going to put the seatbelt on as I'm getting into that car crash, because we don't know when accidents are going to happen on the water. So we recommend to always wear a boat, especially when the boat's underway, no matter what your age is. And to help facilitate that a little bit, we've got life jacket loaner stations at all our main use areas at Lake Ashtabula. So whether at Eggert's Landing or Mal Riemann or the East or West Ashtabula Crossing, we've got a life jacket loaner station in all those areas with life jackets in all sizes, and to try and encourage people to wear those. So if you're bringing a guest with you to go out boating that doesn't have a life jacket on, they could come get one at that time and just bring it back at the end of the day. And if you can't drop it off at that station, drop it off at one of the other stations, and we'll get them back resorted out at the end of the day.
Let's talk a little bit more about these life jacket loaner stations that you mentioned at all these various locations. Is this something new for our area, or has it been around for a few years?
It's been around for a while. I think we've had them on Ashtabula for about a decade now, about 10 years. It's kind of been a push statewide with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at all the different corps parks throughout the state, and then in cooperation with North Dakota Game and Fish. And we've really tried to target all the heavy use areas in the state. And we're slowly getting out into some of the county parks and the smaller parks. I think there'll be a station going in here, hopefully before the 4th of July, down at Clawson Springs. We've been working with the Barnes County Parks and the Game and Fish to try and get one located down there. And we have it ready to go. It just needs to get installed. But it's been a really popular program. There was some concern with some of the agencies that are managing the stations that we'd have a lot of theft of life jackets. And, you know, our opinion is if someone needs a life jacket that bad, they need to take it. Well, I'm glad they're wearing it. You know, I'd rather have them take one and not drown. But the reality is, though, at the end of the year, I start off with 4 life jackets at each station. And by the end of the year, I probably have 10 or 12 life jackets hanging at each station, because folks donate life jackets that they no longer need for their kids as they size out of them. And so it's been a really, really good program. Many busy Sundays out at Ashtabula, you go to those station boards and you see all the life jackets are out being used. So we're super excited about that.
You got together recently with a group of people, and what were some other safety issues or concerns that maybe they want to make public at this time?
Yeah, well, my wife Amy works with the parent resource coordinator for NDSU Extension, and so she works a lot with moms of young children. And the trend over the last 10 years has been an increase in drownings in that zero to about 5 year old category. Those kids, and in fact, it's the number one leading cause of accidental death in the kids in that age group, and then the second leading cause of death in kids about age 5 to 18. And so it's statistics. So it's pretty concerning. It's actually taken an uptick in those really young kids over the last 10 years. And so one of the things that we're kind of concerned about is that people are being distracted when they've got their kids at the beach or the pool, and by that handy little cell phone, portable computer thing they hold in their hand all the time. And you know how easy that is to sit there and look at that phone for 5 or 10 minutes. And you thought it was 5 seconds, and you were really down there for a longer period of time, and you lose track of where your kids are at. And so that we really want people to be vigilant with their kids when you're near the water at any time, because those drowning accidents occur within just seconds. And so you really need to keep a sharp eye on your kids. And that's where those life jacket loaner stations come into play too, because if they're wearing a life jacket and they're swimming at the beach, the chance of drowning is almost zero. So But it's that, that there has been a really kind of a sharp uptick in the last about 5 to 10 years in the drownings of those kids 5 and under. So we're concerned about that.
I've got an idea to throw out, and that is this. When it comes to your electronic devices and you're outside, you're near the recreational areas, anywhere outside, just try to put your electronic devices away and into probably a safe area that's in the shade and in a cool area. But just get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. And also, it's another safety factor involved. You can keep an eye, a better eye, on children at the same time. So there's my thought for the day when it comes to that.
No, for sure. That's a good one, Steve.
Scott, thanks for giving us these safety tips. I know we're out of time, but again, have a great summer ahead here, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Steve. Thanks so much.
There's Scott Tickey with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, of course, stationed in the Lake Ashtabula. We wish everybody all the best as we get into the summer of 2019. Do exercise caution and common sense and be safe this summer. There's your Voice of the Valley on KOVC.